It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, especially during the winter. It's such a cosy bar. Great staff, great atmosphere, great food. Well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The tarnished Simon Harris has hit out at a social media user who posted a death wish against him. The Fine Gael leader has been subject of multiple threats over the last couple of years that have been investigated by Gardaí over recent months. And on X, formerly Twitter, over the weekend, Mr. Harris responded to an anonymous user who said, "Wish I was reading it was you, simple Simon, dead." And the tarnished fired back, and here's what he said. He said, "I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. But this toxicity, this nastiness, this vile is becoming all too frequent." So basically, this knob of an individual on social media decided he had the right to wish death on the tarnished and the leader of Fine Gael. Now, what has shocked me even more is the amount of people actually
saying it's part of the gig.
Yeah, the amount of people trying to justify saying it is perfectly okay to wish death on somebody just because they're a politician. And I find that just disgusting. I really do. And that's the conversation that we would like to have with you. Where do you draw the line in terms of free speech? We're all entitled to free speech. And so the argument goes, you should be able to say whatever you like.
Nobody supports free speech, completely free speech. Okay. And all the people that are saying all free speech and you should be able to say whatever you want to Harris. If I turned around to a caller on today's podcast, for argument's sake, we were talking to her. And she says, "I'm pregnant," yeah? Mm-hmm. And I happen to say to her, "I hope your baby dies before it's born." That's a disgust. That's one of the worst things you can say to another human being, yeah? Mm-hmm. "I hope your baby dies before it comes out of you," yeah? That is vile.
Disgusting.
Now, did the people about free speech, would they support that?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
So nobody supports full free speech. At the end of the day, Harris does a job. He may not do it very well. And Graz is saying, "Sorry, Simon Harris doesn't deserve to be in that role." Fuck, Graz, we're not getting into that about why he was elected and all. At the end of the day, this is down to a human being and someone wishing a human being dead. A father, a husband, a son.
Wishing them dead. I was reading it was you. Simple Simon was dead.
And everybody that says, like, there's Keith saying it's not a free country. He doesn't believe we should have free speech. Again, Keith, I put it to you and I put this to everybody. If you believe in free speech, then if you were on the show and I said, "I hope your daughter gets knocked down today and killed," you would have a problem with that, and rightfully so. So if you'd have a problem with that, you don't support free speech.
Okay, let me go to Ida. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I was reading that the other night, literally, as it was live tweeted, and I was really shocked. But that's a level of what politicians have to put up with these days. And, you know, in my view, we still have democracy. And if people object to politicians, they can vote them out. They don't have to wish them dead.
And when you see that sort of bile, and I mean, that's all you can say it really is. Yeah. In fact, the tarnisher said, "This toxicity, this nastiness, this vile is becoming too frequent." But the amount of people trying to justify it, saying, "Sorry for your trouble, Simon, that's your gig, you're a politician, you have to expect this sort of thing." What do you say to those people?
It's utterly irresponsible. I'm a history lecturer and we teach something called the civil contract, Rousseau's idea that with freedoms come responsibilities. And that is, you know, if we want to be able to do what we want to do, we also have to accept we can't just kill other people, because in turn then they could kill us. And likewise, you know, that there is reciprocity that goes on with freedoms.
Okay,
so in some way we should be limiting that.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was about to say. One of the issues I think we have here is the amount of social media accounts that probably are anonymous, in that you can't identify who the individual is. Yeah. I think that's part of the problem here.
I think there should be at least a traceability so that whatever the social media platform is can identify them by their email or by their phone number. But the likes of Simon Harris like has to be visible. He can't go under an alias. And it's easy to hit him, but that has real life implications for him.
And the thing is,
if you look at,
I'm sorry, to
in America, you have somebody like Gabby Gifford, you know, who was shot by mm-hmm. hunters as well, you know.
And the thing is, as well, that person that said he wished Simon Harris dead was from an anonymous account. When we put this up on our Facebook page about an hour ago, as you saw some of the comments, there was people saying the exact same thing. Now they were all invited on the show to back up their point, to say that in front of, it's one thing saying it on your keyboard, yeah. But and not one of them who was commenting saying that they would say that to his face would come on the show. So that just proves that people seem to think once you're behind your keyboard, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I don't believe anybody listening to this podcast right now would have the balls to actually say that to somebody's face and not on the keyboard.
Yeah, no, I agree.
None of you would have the balls. None of you would have the balls.
And when you hear either people are trying to justify the comments, not necessarily wishing Simon Harris dead, but saying people are angry and then some people just react in this way, what do you say to that?
It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. It's the breakdown of democracy when we start to talk like that. And that it would lead to worse things. But I really think that other people should be standing up and saying, this is not on. You need to get a life. And I've seen it happen too with Heather Humphreys during the presidential campaign. There were some people saying absolutely mad stuff that she was supposed to have done or not done that had no bearing, in fact. And yet they could get away with it. So I block everybody who doesn't have either an email address or a phone number attached to their Twitter account. So I don't get a lot of abuse that way.
Which is probably a very clever thing to do. But as you said, people
it can make life a bit boring from time to time.
No,
I think it's one of the worst. I think it's one of the worst things you can say to another human being is to wish death on them. I mean, there's a few people in this world that I hate. Few people. Let's say, for instance, I can't stand Conor McGregor. Can't stand him. Everything he stands for, I despise. Even the look of the man gives me the creeps. Yeah, I wouldn't. Even though I can't stand the man, I would never say to him or tweet him or anything like that saying, I wish you dead. Because I think that is just the worst thing one human being
can do. It is a step too far, isn't it?
People will turn away from politics because of that. And I know people who have turned away from politics because of that kind of abuse. They say, like, it's just not civilized anymore. And there was a stage when you can talk people around, but now they think it's just okay to say stuff because nobody's going to come after you if you do.
Oh, I see.
It's really shocking me, the things that people are saying now.
Yeah,
you know, that was the apogee.
I tell you what shocks me even more is the amount of people that believe that these sorts of comments are justifiable.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to bring them into my history lectures or into my colleagues' politics lectures and just teach them a bit about how lucky we are to have democracy and, you know, what actual history is there and why this matters.
And because, I know, on our Facebook, you commented saying something to the effect of, if you don't like a politician, we have the ultimate weapon. I'm paraphrasing here. And that is to not vote for them
vote
in the next
out.
Election. Vote them out. Yeah.
I think part of the problem, lads, is here. These people who wish death on somebody they don't like. We've had it as well, by the way.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
I mean, when Adrian was diagnosed with cancer, people saying, "Oh, you deserve it," and all that. Like, and
that's true.
But the thing is about people like this, they say shit like that because they don't have the intelligence to form. Like, if that person who said to Harris there on social media, I wish you dead. Yeah, I wish it was you dead. If you actually sat that person down, you would find that they have two brain cells banging off each other in their brain, and they wouldn't be able to string a coherent reason. We have to put reason down on paper as to why.
And I'll tell you something else. If Simon Harris, now obviously he didn't, but if Simon Harris in a fit of anger, because you would be angry at seeing something like that, if he replied to that person, well, I wish you were dead too and all your family, you could be guaranteed that would be front page news in the newspaper today. Because
absolutely. He was really very restrained in it. And that's why I think other people should really go in when somebody gets attacked like that. You know, you can't just sit back. You have to open up your trap and say something to them, and usually something that actually makes them realize how stupid they are. And maybe they don't have two brain cells. They might have a lot more than that, but they just don't know how to use them.
They're not logical. That's what it is. So their go-to insult all the time, their go-to insult is, I wish you were dead. I wish you were dead. Yeah. That's the limit of their intelligence.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Wishing death on somebody is a step too far.
It is. I wouldn't do it, but I can see why people would say it. I wouldn't say it to them.
Okay, why wouldn't you say it to them?
Because I just don't have it in me to wish people dead.
Because it's an absolutely disgusting thing to do, am I right?
Absolutely, yes. That's what I said. I wouldn't do it, but there are people who would.
But that's what I was about to say. In the same breath, you're understanding some people who actually would do that. How? When you believe it's such a vile thing to do, to wish death on somebody, how can you in any way, even in a roundabout way, try to justify somebody doing it?
Because this man doesn't care if we live or die. He doesn't care if we live or die because he won't get energy credits to the elderly who are freezing in their homes. But he'll gladly give money to Ukraine and all this and the other. So he couldn't care less if we live or die.
I think that's a little bit unfair on
I don't
Minister
think it
Harris.
Is.
He wishes people were dead, does he?
Well, he's not trying to help people get by or make sure that they have enough food and energy credits so that they're not freezing in their homes, are they?
And that's your opinion. And do you believe that because you feel that way about the Tánaiste, it is okay for some people to wish death upon them?
I never said it was okay.
But you're justifying it.
I never said it was okay. I just said I wouldn't say it.
And
I can see why people would. Because like I said, he gives us the middle finger every day. So why can't we not give it back to him? It's a tough game. You need to have a tough skin.
It's a tough game, all right. I agree with you. But nobody should have to have death wished upon them. Nobody.
Yeah, but if you're constantly letting down the people day after day, time after time, what do you expect? I'm sorry.
The point that Ida was making is that this toxic language has to stop because it's made us so horrible to each other. Like Jeremy said, and I didn't even bring it up, last year when I was diagnosed with cancer, two or three individuals online said, "Serves you fucking right, Kennedy, you're nothing but a knob."
Like, and those are disgusting. Because you're going to be careful what you wish for, you might get it and then more. That's what I say to those three individuals.
Yeah, but you're saying it's disgusting, but still not saying that they shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Well, Adrian doesn't go around making decisions on behalf of the country, is he? It's a bit different.
No, but some people wouldn't like my opinions on certain things and think I'm something that I'm not. But the point I'm trying to make is nobody, no matter who you are, should have to put up with that sort of vile comments. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, but well, like I said, politics is a tough game. You need to have a tough skin. You need to just let things roll off the back.
Well, Ida, what would you say to
that? You can't be taking everything to heart.
Politics is a tough business. He should just...
That will drive people out of politics. They just won't come into it in the first place, then too, in the next generation. Why would they bother when they get... And if you think the stuff that Harris gets is bad, you should listen to some of the stuff the female politicians get, which is just when they tell you privately.
What would politics be like?
What?
No one goes into politics to be liked.
They go into politics to make a better country for all of us. I mean, that's why
has he done that? Absolutely not.
I don't think I agree there because it's a very difficult thing to govern and to try and figure out. And I'm somebody
you think they've done something for us? That's actually funny. That's funny. You think they've done something for us?
Yeah, I think they do.
You think him and his family have done something for us? What have they done for us? Tell me, please. Give me a list. Give me one good thing they've done for us, and I might take back what I said.
We have a democracy. We're governed by it. They have loads of regulations and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a democracy, but he doesn't mind letting the elderly freeze, but he'll give money to here, there, and yonder. Yeah, that's democracy, isn't it?
You think Simon Harris, Jess, is taking...
Sits in his office and he thinks I'd like an old person to freeze to death.
Yeah, considering he has parents who are elderly, do you honestly think he's wishing old people dead? Literally.
So why is he shoving the money here, there and yonder and not using it to help us?
Again, as Ida said a minute ago, the ultimate power that people have in a democracy is to vote.
There's no point in saying that. We've been saying this non-stop for years. It doesn't get into people's thick skulls. I'm not talking about you, Jess, by the way.
I know what you're going to say, that you need to vote them out. And I can guarantee you, ever since I've been 18, I never once gave them a number. I actually go out and do my vote. So don't even try and put that argument towards me.
No, I'm saying... That is the ultimate power that we have. If you're not happy with them, you vote them out of power. That's it.
100%. And if we had mandatory voting, they wouldn't last this in time.
Yeah, we don't, unfortunately. And Ida, just one final comment from you. In terms of the amount of people, and I'm looking at some of the comments on our Facebook page, the amount of people, I won't even say justifying, but almost understanding why somebody would make a comment like that, wishing Simon Harris dead. What do you say to those people?
They need a good civics education. They need to understand how government works. They need to understand what the implications for what they're saying is that'll come back at them and at their own family in the same way, because people will start, that'll be a free-for-all and everybody will be saying things like that to each other.
And that's the way it's heading, sadly. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, Ida,
yeah.
Thanks very much indeed.
Good work, guys.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. And the messages are absolutely flying in on this, and we would really like to hear what you have to say. Martin has been in touch with us.
I've absolutely disdain for this man. I cannot stand him. Do I wish he was never in government? Yes. Do I think he's a piece of shit? Yes. Do I wish death upon him? No. But I can see why people have these feelings and have this sentiment against him, because the state of the country, like, there's people with the cost of living can't afford to heat their homes, can't afford to put fuel in the car, struggling with cost of living with food and everything. Abdul and the boys don't give a shite above in the hotel of how to heat themselves or feed themselves. Pensioners do, because all these hikes with these green taxes, these fucking scam taxes that he thinks is necessary. And then we've got no measures for cost of living in the budget, but yet we can go give over 100 million to Ukraine. Jeez, isn't that fucking mighty? Aren't we doing enough for them? They're all driving around here in cars that they haven't paid a bit of ERT on. If I was to bring a car in from England, I'd have to change it in the morning and get fucking hit with a massive bill. There's fuckers driving around in Porsche Cayennes with Ukrainian plates on for the last 2-3 years, and there's nothing done. So is it any wonder people have so much hatred for Simon Harris in this government? If he was doing his job properly, lads, he wouldn't be getting these threats. I've said it before, I've said it again.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Just referring back to Martin's message there before the break.
A lot of what you said is true, by the way, and you're very angry about certain things that are happening in the country, but the country isn't one person. It isn't just Harris. And this isn't even about... This isn't about...
him or his politics or his ministries or anything.
Harris is not liked by... Personally, on a personal level, I don't agree with his politics. I've met him several times. I've always found him quite courteous and quite nice. He's a bit of crack as well. His politics... aside, he's actually a nice fella. But Martin, what you're doing is, you said at the start, I don't justify it, but I can understand why. Which is
exactly what Jess said.
Which is the
point we're trying to make is, it is never, no matter who the person is, it is never right or acceptable to wish death on them.
Unless they did specific harm to your...
Or murdered your child or something like that.
Like, you even look at the mother of Harvey Morrison Cheris, who obviously would have...
Major issues with
Harris and the government and the HSC, the whole lot. Even she has come out on social media before. This is a mother, remember, a grieving mother who lost her 9-year-old son, Harvey, yeah? She has more reason than anybody else to hate this government. And even she has said that she doesn't agree with threats being made
100%.
Towards any good, because she has a bit of class.
Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Sinead. Well, Sinead, is it ever okay to wish death on somebody?
Never. Never. Now, politics would not be my forte. And Simon Harris is one person, right? Don't like the man. I just don't like what he stands for. But at the end of the day, he is not the only person that sits there. He does not make the decisions on his own. Do you know what I mean? He's obviously answerable to other people, and a lot of the people in power are just yes men. He's answerable to other people. But death threats, you know, like, it's actually threatening somebody's life. And who's to say that...
It wasn't a death threat as such, but it was wishing somebody dead, which is...
Well, wishing somebody dead.
Yeah, it's just as
bad.
But
what I'm saying is, to still wish somebody dead, okay, who's to say that people won't take upon themselves? I get why people are angry. I understand why people are angry. But he's one person... Like, he doesn't make all the decisions for everybody. He obviously is answerable to other people. And what I did say in the comment, and I know it's gone off topic, even down to the toy show, there's content creators that were wish dead. There were content creators that had death threats because they were at a toy show, okay? But that's not all over the news. And this is what gets me, you know. It's because of people in power, and all of a sudden people in power, the world has to stop because someone was wish dead. Was wished dead. Do you know what I mean? He is one person. At the end of the day, I don't understand politics a lot, but it's somebody's son, somebody's child, somebody's whatever, and it's not okay. And the majority are behind faceless accounts that do this.
Sinead, I want you to have a listen to this now. This clown here. Eddie Powell, you've been invited onto the show because we're just looking at the...
Yeah, well, before you call him a clown, I haven't heard it, I'm not going to agree. Okay. Until I hear... Okay. If I think he's a clown, I'll tell you he's a clown.
So he's been invited onto the show numerous times and would rather sit on his keyboard at home. And the HSE has murdered numerous kids and killed a hell of a lot of elderly too. Again, no accountability. If someone starts throwing petrol bombs on houses... Sorry, that message is... Can you finish that because it just went off my screen?
If someone started throwing petrol bombs on houses, they would be held accountable. I don't really understand what his message is.
Well, why is he claiming that the HSE have killed elderly people?
What has that got to do with the HSE? Like?
And what has that got to do with wishing death on Simon Harris?
The HSE, like, that again is a body of people.
Yes,
it's not one person.
From the
HSE.
And I mean, if you look at
you can't blame a collective for one person.
And exactly, and if you look at the Harvey Morrison Sherry, and I know his mother isn't on, we'll have to get her on sometime to speak on his behalf, but if you look at that whole situation, what happened to Harvey, unforgivable, should never have happened.
It was unforgivable,
and
it was, yeah.
That was put, the blame...
But if anybody was going to be wishing somebody dead, surely it would be somebody like
that
mother.
And the whole response...
I'm not saying she would have a right to, I understand
HSE is
a body.
Yeah.
Simon Harris is one person, but he speaks for a collective.
Yes, but he took the flack for that tragedy.
Because he made promises years ago.
And so he should have, because he broke promises.
Yeah, but if you look at that situation, there was a lot of people that dropped the ball. But there wasn't just Harris that dropped the ball on that.
No, I get it. As I said, it's not one person, it's a collective.
But you have when you have clowns like that Eddie fella, who's convinced the HSE is killing people, is killing elderly people, and blah, blah, blah. That's the kind of brain-dead moron that you're dealing with.
What that is, that's actually, do you know what that is? That's somebody that is directing his anger at the wrong people, do you know? And obviously hasn't affected him, do you know? But sometimes people just need someone to give out to. But as I said, it's a collective. The HSE didn't physically go out and hurt or harm or murder anybody.
Okay, so when you hear of somebody, and again the comment was, I wish I was reading it was you, Simple Simon was dead. When you hear people, to be honest, I almost find it pathetic.
That should be angering people. That comment alone should anger people. Not the fact that, like, they shouldn't be, obviously they should be angry at him, but to be wishing someone dead, if people aren't angry at and upset at, and this day and age it's okay to go wish someone dead, that is not, it's not correct, it's
Sinead,
not right,
Sinead,
it's not morally right.
I'm only going to get a bit personal about this for a second, because this is something that's personal to me. A few years ago, Sinead, about 8 years ago, me and my wife and my son at the time had a stalker. And this, and you can Google this, it was in the courts and all this. And
I don't need to Google it.
No, but just in case people think I'm making it up, you can Google it. Anyway, she was a nasty, nasty, really nasty person. At one stage, she threatened to kidnap my son, which is a horrible thing.
She should be locked up for that alone.
Yeah, I know she should have been. But anyway, even through all that, when I was in the same court as her and she was sitting 5 yards across me on the other side of the dock and she was standing there, even though I was filled with anger towards what that woman put me through and threatened my family and all, even though I was so filled with anger,
You still didn't wish her dead.
I still didn't. No, I wish she had been locked up I wish you'd. Yeah. I even and she completely, she like literally attacked her family. She attacked her family. And even through all that, I did not wish her dead because I literally think that is the worst thing
that
and,
you can ever do. Yeah, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, but to be wishing someone dead, right? That's somebody's child, somebody's family. Yeah. Okay, and to be able to have that much anger and hatred in you to wish anybody dead, the person that's doing that, they actually need help. They need help to have to go around with that much hate inside them. And my worry is if you go from wishing someone dead and you have that much anger, what are you capable of after that?
Stay with me for a second if you can, please, Sinead. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Is it ever, ever justifiable to wish somebody dead?
No, it's not justifiable. Like, I mean, that's just disgusting. But that in a normal society, that would be frowned upon. But we don't live in a normal society anymore, Adrian. Social media has made this world a toxic place to live. We all know that.
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah, it's easy to hide behind that keyboard. It is. It's so easy.
Part of the problem we have is anonymous accounts and people being able to hide behind that keyboard.
They should be banned. There should be no anonymous accounts. If you're not prepared to put your face and your name beside the comment, you shouldn't be allowed to go up there. Okay? It's so easy. I could sit here now and check and type away all day and wish death on everybody. It's so easy to do. But see, these big corporations, they don't care. They rather this because this keeps people interested. You know, that way people can say what they want, they can hide. I mean, that's what gets them revenue. That's what generates them life hits, whatever you want to fucking call it. But that's the society now we live in. I mean, look at Australia trying to ban it for under 16. But that's like putting your finger in the dike and trying to hope that the water doesn't come over the top. You know, it's too late now. We have to just go straight back in. Banning never works, Andy. We all know that. Okay, so let's not go there because there'll always be people getting around it. We just need to try and educate. Just educate our kids.
Well, no, something that you can ban quite easily is unverified social media accounts. That can be done tomorrow.
That could literally be done tomorrow.
And that would at least stop some of the toxic shit that is online, because
stop some of it. Okay, we all know there's freaking computer geniuses everywhere. They'll find a way around it, but it will make it a lot harder. Unless you can verify the account, it doesn't go out there. The tech giants can do it. We all know that. Everybody has the details there. Right, the tech giants have all your bank details, all your photo, because you have to use these to set up at some stage.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. So what do you think of somebody who would put up a tweet saying, wish I was reading it was you, Simple Simon was dead? What do you say? What do you think of somebody who would tweet that?
Nothing much, because I said they're anonymous. I mean, is it even a real person, or is it one of these bots? You know, you're hearing a lot of these, you know, what you call bot farms or something, you know, where there's just hundreds of people in a room tweeting out that stuff. See, that's what I mean. That's why we have to stop it. That could be just a computer generated thing. I'm sure there's a tech genius out there that could probably explain better than I could. But that's what you don't have anonymous accounts.
Okay, but I do.
Like, if it is real, he is a nasty piece of work. Should he have the right to say it? Yes, he should have the right to say it. You know, we can't censor what people say. And plus, would you not rather hear what these people have to say than them sitting downstairs in the basement, crunching it all up? At least you know they're out there. At least then you know you can try and change. But if you want, I just keep a fucking eye on them.
Can you understand why the Tarnisher would have posted, I don't know you, I don't know anything about you, but this toxicity, this nastiness has become all too frequent? Can you understand why he got angry and he tweeted that yesterday?
To be honest, these people should stay off these politicians, because it's not a nice place for them. He probably shouldn't have answered them back, because that's all that fucker wanted, whoever that was. That's all they wanted was a reply.
But Jason,
the
you
best
are...
way to get away with it is don't reply to them, just delete and block. That's it. Delete and block. Don't give it any airtime. That'll get to the person more than a fucking reply. Getting a reply is lovely, I'm in his head. But you get nothing. You get absolutely nothing blank. You just stonewall blank. That'll piss him off even more. That's just me.
Yeah, but you have to understand how...
Oh, yes. I mean, if somebody's supporting upset about me kids, like what Jeremy was saying there, that's disgusting what he went through, these people wouldn't play it to your face.
I know that, but this is a politician who... A woman appeared in court a couple of weeks ago, charged with...
Yeah, we can't talk about that case.
I can mention it. Yeah. Charged with one offence of threatening or grossly offensive communications. Another guy pleaded guilty to an online threat to kill or cause harm to the Tarnisher. In May, there were masked people outside his house. You have to understand why he would just say, what the fuck, I can't deal with this anymore.
Well, then get out of politics. I mean, get out of politics. And it, at the moment, politics is toxic. The world is toxic. There's a big movement on it, people. Nobody knows what to do, how to handle it. And I mean, people say vote, vote, vote. Unfortunately, and it's statistically proven, working class people do not vote. The earliest Jeremy Bloom's bashing on about, they don't get out and vote. I mean, the areas that vote for the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are the areas Jeremy's love to live in.
By the way, sorry, that's a lie. Look, they voted Pepper in Finglas. Pepper was voted in Finglas.
Yeah, but look how much you slay him, because he's working class. He's not fucking upper class. He's not stuck up his own ass like humans.
I'm sorry, hang on. I don't slate him for where he's from.
No, you don't.
I slate him for what he's... No,
that's wrong.
No, you do, Adrian. I listen to you. I understand your grievance with him.
I do not pick on him because he's from Finglas. I have a lot of good friends from Finglas. I don't pick on him because I pick on him because of his... I'm not even getting into why I pick on him, but it's his hypocrisy.
Yeah, you go on top of him because he's working class and you don't like the fact. Let's call a spade a fucking spade.
I'd even defend Jeremy from that point of view. That is not what it is. Our number is 085-825-2626.
But by the way, Jason is right about saying that social media don't want to get rid of faceless trolls. And I'll tell you why. Going back to my stalker thing, you remember, you were through all that stalker thing. I'll have to read out, because I have them on my phone, I have to read out some of the messages someday on the podcast of some of the vile stuff that she sent me and my wife. And the police investigating that stalker case, the detective went down to the doors of Twitter, which are down by the canal there, didn't he? Went down and knocked on the Twitter's first door, knocked up to the desk and said, I'm investigating a case of stalking and serious threats being made against a person. I want you to hand over the IP addresses for that person who's sending those tweets. And what did Twitter say to the detective? Twitter refused to give the IP addresses of that "see you next Tuesday," and that's all she was, to the police who were investigating. So even though Twitter knew that this woman posed a threat to me and my family, Twitter thought it was more in their benefit. And this is before, by the way, that nutjob Elon took over. Twitter thought it was more in line with their company policy not to hand over the IP addresses. So Jason is actually right. They thrive on scumbag trolls.
Let me bring in Mark on this.
It's not so much part of the job as a politician. It's just part of the internet. Everybody gets it online. Politicians, celebrities, random people on social media. I've had it numerous times because I've bet people playing FIFA. It's just a dark side of the internet.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me bring in more of your opinions, like Connor.
The bit I don't get there is the lack of understanding on news outside. Like, it's very simple to understand that people are upset at the country, Simon Harris and Evan. And it's not like it's new sentiment. It's been going on for at least 5 years now, really. Probably even more. At this level, it's been kicking off heavy for 5 years. But everyone's wrong. You can't be death-threatening people. You can't be doing all the stupidity. But it's the lack of understanding as to where people are upset. I don't understand. In politics, if you're getting fucking death threats, you're doing something wrong. It's not the fact that there's a bunch of loonies, because there are loonies, but these loonies haven't been out like this before. So now you're going from loonies to normal people. And so that is the case. A politician needs to fucking look at himself in the mirror and go, I'm doing something wrong, clearly, so I need to change all that. And then with that change, it gets better, it gets worse, but it doesn't fucking stay the same. And all these lot do is stay the fucking same. Anyway, come on, but I'm at work.
Thanks very much indeed, Connor. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. What do you make of somebody wishing death onto somebody?
Absolutely crazy. I was waiting for the comments there on the post there. Like, I mean, look what happened in England there with Joe Cox, and there was another man, I can't think of his name there.
But these were politicians that were literally murdered, killed.
Yeah. Joe Cox, remember that? I think it was 2016
during the Brexit thing. Yep.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, and I can't think of that other man's name now. Edmund somebody, I think. But they're going to get to say what will happen here now too. I mean, that's a scary thing.
It really is. That's the way that sort of that's what that sort of language leads to ultimately.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder what sort of frame of mind is that person in that posted that way.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? that you would even think that way. Sorry, the other politician was David Amos, who was actually he was killed in his office in the UK. But exactly that is where I Wish You Were Dead eventually leads to somebody actually acting it out and making them dead.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it, I mean, we're lucky that our politicians are as approachable as they are, because you know it is. You know what I mean? I mean, you can write to me an email. I mean, we're generally lucky in that regard. They're contactable. You know what I mean?
You can see how somebody like Simon Harris would not want to meet anybody and literally go into his shell.
Yeah, I mean, it's a human being at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I mean, he reacted to that, but I mean, God knows what sort of crap he had told him. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not all down to him either.
So somebody who's capable of writing something like that, I Wish You Were Dead, Simon Harris, what do you think of that individual?
Well, I need to have a good hard look at themselves and see what's going on in my life that I have to adore to that.
And it really is. I despair. When
it's not a reflection on Simon Harris. It's a reflection on the person that posted that tweet. You know what I mean?
Can I read a message here from Aaron Whelan, who messages in? And again, Aaron, you were invited on. Chickened out. Bop, bop. I had to do the chicken noise. Sorry, because this annoys me. You are complete hypocrites. Now, again, we invited you on to have your say, Aaron, but you haven't, so it's going to be a one-sided thing. So I'll deal with your message now. You are complete hypocrites taking the moral high ground today. I never heard you condemn anyone, the shooter of Charlie Kirk or anybody who celebrated his death. Well, you need to listen to
previous episode.
Yeah, you need to listen to the podcast. Again, people like you, Aaron, fucking idiots, who probably don't listen to the podcast yet, then question whether or not we condemned it. And we'll come to that in a second, and I'll tell you exactly what we said about it. It's all sick, and nothing should have happened to them, regardless of their beliefs or opinions, but at least keep it even when you talk about it, but you keep quiet when it's someone you disagree with. Okay. Do you want to go off? Do you even start with a lie?
Well, firstly, you absolute clown of an individual. We talked about the Charlie Kirk shooting on the 11th of September. And
Adrian just pulled up the podcast.
Pulled up the podcast. On the 11th of September, we debated the Charlie Kirk shooting. And at no point, in fact, both Jeremy and I on that episode condemned the individual who shot him dead. Mightn't agree with anything Charlie Kirk stood for.
I agree with you. So I agreed with some of the things.
Some of the things, yep. But absolutely condemned Charlie Kirk's shooter.
And in fact, my line at the time, and it's still the line that a lot of people use, nobody supported the shooting of Charlie Kirk except Charlie Kirk himself. Because as you know, Charlie Kirk always said that people who are victims of gun violence are collateral damage. And it's a small play. Charlie Kirk said himself that it's a couple of deaths from guns is a small price to pay for keeping that amendment in place. So Charlie Kirk said, I don't think he should have been shot. So Aaron, what I would say to you is, tell me what podcast you were listening to.
Absolutely.
Where we said,
were you
on somebody else's podcast?
No, I wasn't. No.
So again, talking through your fucking arse. That annoys me though, when people misquote us and think that they said something that we didn't actually say.
Let me just bring in a few more opinions on this. Like Darren.
They shouldn't even be taken seriously. Did you not hear Gary Neville there at the start of the year or last year about all the abuse that he gets in Texas? And when he's walking around the streets of Manchester, not one person says boo to him. They're all just cowards. They wouldn't have the balls to say anything to their face.
All right, Darren, for once we all agree. And Henry.
Hi, guys. How's it going? What I find hypocritical about this topic is the people who are justifying the death of justifying death threats against Simon Harris are the same people who are absolutely outraged at the death of Charlie Kirk. You know, when Charlie Kirk died, everybody was saying, oh, he was a man who shouldn't have been shot, you know, and all that. And but Charlie Kirk said absolutely nasty things about people who've died in shootings and everything, saying that they were justified in keeping the gun laws relaxed in the US. But the thing is, you see, Simon Harris never ever personally killed anybody or ordered anybody's death. You wouldn't put him up there with the likes of, say, Vladimir Putin or Benjamin Netanyahu or anybody. And, you know, it's just, it's hypocritical. Like, they're just two-faced people, people behind social media accounts.
All right, Henry, thank you very much indeed for your message.
And this isn't a left-right thing. People always try to make things lefty and righty. It's not, because if you look when Charlie Kirk was shot, all the lefties were jumping up in joy on social media in the States going, this is great, this is great. When Joe Biden was diagnosed with cancer last year, all the righties, conservatives, were saying, ha ha ha, poor Joe, shouldn't have got the jab, shouldn't have got the jibby jab. So it's across both sides.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.